drama, drama, drama. Okay, so if you're around a bunch of drama, how do you have self-sovereignty? It's a good practice. Once you are able to disconnect from drama, you don't even entertain it. You can't even stand to hear it. You don't even want to be around it. Sometimes people fall in and out of your space and your life, and it can be related to drama when you're at a level of vibration, because we all vibrate on different levels. If you're vibrating so high, sometimes you just can't even tolerate it, and you just don't even hear it, and you just walk away from it. Or certain people fall out of your life, or you don't spend enough, you know, a lot of time with them anymore. And that's a good thing. So how do you, when you are in the situation of drama, how do you disengage so you could just stay in yourself and not get caught up in it? How do you do it? That was a long pause. I was waiting for you to answer. There's lots of ways you could do it. It's a constant reminder sometimes to tell yourself, self, stay in myself. Self, stay in myself. Or when something's going on, you could be like, you know what? I'm grateful I don't have to figure that out or deal with that, because that's not mine to, you know, like when someone does something, you're like, I don't know how you could do that. Well, at that moment, you could be like, and in your head, you could say, and I don't need to know why or how you do that, because, well, A, it's none of my business, and B, I don't govern what other people do. That's not my job. My job is, and responsibility is, all within inside myself. So getting caught up in the drama is only going to lower your vibration and bring you down to a crappy place where you don't want to be. So how do you step away? Well, technically, you better turn around and run away. However, how do you stay away from drama when it is going on around you? Disengage, and if you're able to stay in that same room or space with disengaging, that's a gift and a talent that is acquired over time. Or you could just act oblivious, like you don't even know what's going on, and inside you're like, get me out of here, get me out of here. Or you may need to physically just remove yourself from the situation. The worst thing that we could do is engage in drama, because what good ever comes from it? None, usually. So the next time you're in a situation where there's just drama going on around you, think to yourself, self, what is the best thing I could do right now to keep my self-sovereignty, to keep myself inside of myself? Because I have control of everything within me. What I say, what I do, how I feel, it's all mine. No one can take it away from me, no matter what someone does or says to me. For the most part, I'm not referring to like abuse and things that we cannot control sometimes. I'm aware of that. Just thinking in general though, how could I not allow that to take over and consume me? And so it's a practice that once you have it inside of you, it's easy. It doesn't even faze you. You almost are like oblivious to what's going on, and then people will assume you don't live in the real world, or they'll say certain things, but in reality, you're living in the real world. It's just your world, and it's not drama. So think on that and see what resonates best with you, and stay away from drama. It serves nobody